Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Casanova is making his first appearance on our program this year to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He also has a new single we'll be listening to as well. The single's called What I Need. We'll talk to him a little bit about the song, what it's about, and also let you guys know how you can support the music as well. Casanova, good afternoon to you, and welcome to the program, man.
Good afternoon, Cyrus. Thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, glad to do it.
And also, thank you for having me be the first... being my first interview.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, you know what? I didn't even know it was your first interview. So we appreciate the opportunity. Well, Casanova, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to be listening to the single, What I Need, a little bit later. But I want to first just ask you about this experience. I mean, every night when you think about the fact that you have this song available that the world can listen to, how does that make you feel?
It's actually quite exhilarating, you know what I mean? It's kind of crazy because, you know, one day I wasn't expecting to be in the whole music game, and then next thing I know, I'm just working with, I'm lucky to work with these amazing people with talent, you know what I mean?
Right, right. So, you know, one of the things that I saw on your Twitter page when it came to you, I mean, I think one of your influences has been Michael Jackson. How have artists like that kind of inspired you?
Oh, man, that's... it's hard to explain. I listen to these people on the daily. I listen to Sammy mostly. That is someone who I look up to like crazy. He, because, you know, he started off young in the Apollo. Like, he got a deal at 93.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and of course, I can't forget people like Tank, Genuine, Tyrese. These are people with very strong voices. On top of that, they support the true R&B.
You know, I think that's great that you say that. You know, I think one of the things that I read in a review about your single was one of the things they were saying, I think the website was Anti-Pitchfork, and they were talking about how music a lot of times is about the gimmick, but that you really are about the music, being true to the music. Do you think that's important to you because of the people like Sammy, like Michael Jackson, that you look up to?
Yeah, I believe it is very important. If there's no meaning behind it, we're just listening to mindless garbage, honestly. I want to make music that is timeless. I don't want to make music that is just for the now. I want to make music that is timeless. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like
right.
It needs that feeling.
And so I think that is exactly what people will be able to get, Casanova, when they listen to the single. As I said, we'll be listening to your single here in just a moment. So, okay, so you said that, you know, that this music, you know, being in the music industry is one of the new things for you. What was it about music that attracted you to it? What is it that made you say, this is something I want to do, this is something I want to be a part of?
Oh, man, it started way, way back. I'm talking about when I'm 4 years old, man. I started singing when I was four. It's just like the sound, like just the sound of music. It calms me. I'm usually more of like a nervous wreck and everything, but like really, the sound of music is like it's just like when I tell you about true. When I'm talking about true R&B. I'm talking about,
yeah.
Like, it's the most calming feeling I could ever get, especially when performing. Performing on stage is, like, it's like you just poured your heart out in front of everybody, like, on stage. Like, just showing, like, your true feeling.
Right.
And once you walk off stage, you want nothing more but to be back on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, that is like a very irreplaceable feeling. It's like I'm more of a quiet type person, but once I'm on stage, that's where I can really cut loose.
Right. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you about that experience. I mean, because, you know, I think, you know, it's one thing to sing, which I have to tell you, Casanova, I cannot do. So that's one of those things I have to leave to you guys. But that experience on stage has to be something special. And as you were just talking about, I can definitely imagine that. Do you feel as though that is when you also are the truest of yourself, is when you're up on stage and able to show people exactly how music makes you feel?
Most definitely. I couldn't have actually said that better myself. Honestly, that is beyond true. It's not overwhelming. It's like when you're running and you get that second wind. It's that little bit of adrenaline. It's
right.
Like there's only that little bit in the beginning, but the rest is just smooth sailing. It's so calming.
And that's exactly, I think, what your passion should be like. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Casanova. He's making not only his first appearance here on our program, just found out it's his first appearance anywhere. It's his first interview here, and we're glad to be able to have him on with our audience here. Casanova, you know, you are a fan of other artists. Have you gotten used to now having your own fans?
No, I'm still not used to that. but I am looking for it. I would love to meet, like, more of them. It's a great feeling, it's like, just to hear people say that they like my music.
So tell us what that feels like for you, then, to have someone tell you that they like your music.
It's awkward. it's just awkward. It's like I don't know how to take compliments. people will be like, you have such a nice voice, and I'll be just like standing there. They'll look at me strange, and I'll have like a funny look on my face. But I like saying thank you. It is because. Really, I do have to thank everybody for listening. It's without anyone listening, I honestly would just be singing to myself.
Yeah. But I think you would probably still be just as happy, right? Because you still will be doing what you love, right?
True. That is very true. But there's there's just one of those things like where you just want to be heard.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's the thing, I think, with any of us. I think that is what all of us want, is to know that we are heard, that people know, you know, what we have to offer, what we have to offer the world. And you're able to do that through music. Do you think having the support of your family and friends, that also has been a big help to you?
Honestly, I believe so. They're always looking out for me. They're always asking me what I'm doing next. And I'm always glad to tell them.
And so have you gotten used to, or have you experienced where you've had someone actually come up to you, Casanova, and say, wow, you know, you make me want to do that, or you make me want to, you know, pursue my dream, or I was wondering if I can do this, and now, you know, you've given me the courage. Have you had someone tell you that you have inspired them yet?
Honestly, I actually have. My artist friends that I'm always hanging around with, they told me that, like, I was actually surprised to hear it. They said, you know, I actually look up to you. I'm like, again, I don't know how to take compliments or anything like that. So it's just like another awkward situation. But they, one of them actually said, I actually look up to you. You are surrounding yourself with the right people. You're doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much flustered.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, keeping that humble attitude, Casanova, I think will definitely continue to take you far, too, because one of the things I've seen is that artists can very easily become, you know, full of their own hype. So, you know, it's great to be able to have that attitude where you are appreciative. So that leads us to the single, What I Need. You and I were talking a little bit about it before we went live here. When people hear the song, what do you want them to feel?
I want them to have that love at first sight type of feeling, you know what I mean? It's like you're just meeting the it's like one of those things, you're meeting a female for the first time and you try to walk away, but you build up the nerve so quickly to walk back and, like, try to talk to that person. Try to pretty much ask them out, build up the courage. Pretty much that type of feeling. I don't think I could describe it any other way.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll let our listeners figure that part out. So here we are. Why don't you do us the honors? Why don't you introduce the single for us?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I now present you What I Need by Casanova.
I remember when we met, there was something that I really liked about you. Ooh, yeah. It's the classic class and style. What it takes to charm me wild, I'm crazy about you. About you, yeah. Do I have to scream and shout out loud? Just to make it notice me somehow. I'm not about to turn and walk away.
Casanova with What I Need here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners and online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. Recording artist Casanova is making his first appearance on our program as well as his first interview ever, talking to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. So, Casanova, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and also support your music?
Oh, they can stay in contact with me many ways. They could follow me on Instagram. It's going to be Casanova 305. As many of you now know, my name is spelled differently. It's Casinova 305. That is my Instagram. You could also stay in contact with me by via Twitter or Facebook. That's going to be Casanova Music. And also my other Twitter account is going to be TheePrince305.
All right. So they can definitely stay in contact with you in all those different ways. And we actually tagged you on Facebook and Twitter as well, so they can find you on our pages as well. We'll give that out here in a moment. Casanova, last question for you would be this. You know, you have found your love, which is music. What would you say to people out there about the importance of, you know, of being true to their own dream and following their own dream?
It's one of those things. Like I would say don't let anyone tear you down. There's going to be a lot of bad vibes coming from so many people. But it's up to you to, you know, pass through them and then, you know, just try to reach for whatever you can. Always put 110%. Even if you're putting 100 in, you always need that extra 10% to push yourself further.
All right. I think that's great advice, man. Are you hearing it from someone who knows firsthand? Again, everyone, Casanova is our guest. What I Need is the single. Make sure you guys do check it out. And make sure you stay in contact with him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let him know what you think about the music and also this conversation here. Casanova, congratulations to you, man. And thanks a lot for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. Again, thank you for being my first interview. And I'm glad. Hopefully later on in the future I'll be back on.
All right. We'll definitely make that happen without a problem. Glad to do it. And for all of you who came in late, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast of this interview with Casanova about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. You can find the link there. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You'll see where we actually tagged Casanova Music on Facebook and Twitter. You can be able to find him there, but also click on the link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our show. You guys make it a great one.